Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Or Joe at RTE.ie. Michelle Dunican, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Casey. How are you?
Michelle, why are you so fascinated by the royal family?
I don't know. It goes back to when I was a teenager, I suppose, when Charles and Diana got married. And my mum is English and she bought me a book on the royal wedding. And that's what started it all. Just was fascinated with Diana. And when I went to England to do my nurse training, I learned she was going to the ballet or whatever down the road. And I went down to watch her arrive. And when she left, she came over, shook hands, and I got photos of her. And that was the start of it then. I just used to go to all her engagements, and after she saw me 10 or 11 times, she kind of recognised me.
She saw you 10 or 11 times?
Well, she saw me 37 times in total, but after about 10 times, she would recognise me, yeah.
I'm surprised she wasn't inviting you around for tea at that stage, Michelle.
No, wasn't so lucky, I'm afraid.
And because I am fascinated by the fascination with a royal family that isn't ours, that in fact is from the country that, if we listen to the debate of recent days, for all sorts of reasons you would think should not. Mm. But there are thousands of people like you, Michelle, here in Ireland.
Yes, there are, yeah. I mean, I 2 years ago I had an exhibition of the photographs I took of Diana, and the interest was huge in it, absolutely huge, here in Ireland, obviously. And yeah, it has never waned, and the interest in Diana is still massive.
And
as well, you know?
What was it about Diana in particular that so you know, impressed people and so grabbed people?
I don't know. I mean, I think obviously she was very different at the time. It was the 1980s when she came on the scene, the early 80s, and the royal family was seen, I suppose, as a very staid, old-fashioned institution, and she bought that breath of fresh air, I suppose. And you know, she was attractive, she was young, and it was a great love story at the time,
which of course it wasn't at all, as we subsequently discover. I've just been handed a note telling me that wax replicas of the Duke and Duchess previously stood next to the Queen have been moved. This is the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, which is of course known to the rest of us as Harry and Meghan. They have been removed from the royal set at Madame Tussauds in London, and that the museum has separated Harry and Meghan from the rest of the royal family following the couple's bombshell statement that they are to step back as senior royals. And they had previously, those replicas had previously stood next to the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh, but have now been moved. So where do you stand on the big question of the day, Michelle?
It's all very surprising, I suppose, yesterday evening when the news broke, but I just think it's a case of having your cake and eating it. You can't, you know, you're either in or out. That's the way I see it, and I don't see how it will work for someone as high profile. He is a senior member of the royal family. He will be the king's son, the next king's son. How can they be financially independent? How can they have royal protection, you know, live in Frogmore, all that kind of stuff? I don't know.
So, do you have sympathy for them? Because we were talking about racist attacks here and over the course of the programme. And I mean, obviously, part of this story is this a level of racism that has been called out relating to Meghan in the British media. And his obvious desire, Harry's obvious desire to protect his new wife and the mother of his young son from this sort of media attention?
Well, you know, I think whoever he would have married would have had huge media attention. The same as Kate Middleton did when she started going out with William and became engaged. You know, it's unfortunately it's par for the course, and Harry would be much more aware of that than anybody else, you know, living in the institution he lives in the royal family. I don't know. I mean, she was an actress. She's a celebrity, all that kind of thing. Being a member of the royal family isn't like that. You know, it's duty. It's whatever, and their lifestyle is thanks to the public purse. So that's my take on it. You know, if they want out, well, out you go then.
But, according to their statement, if I'm reading it right, they're intending on actually working for a living now.
Mm. And how does a senior member of the royal family, okay, they're saying they're removing themselves from that role, if you like, and removing themselves from the royal family, but they still are, you know, at this moment, they're still the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. And how do they earn a living independently?
Well, I suppose she could go back to her old job, which was, I'd say, fairly lucrative job at that.
Mm. She could, yeah. She could, absolutely. But I mean, I don't think for one minute, if they think the media interest is going to be any less, the media intrusion is going to be any less in their lives now, I'd say they're sorely mistaken. It could be twice as bad now, I would imagine.
Yeah, you've got to think, and particularly that statement that they issued, which was basically having a right go at the media and the royal correspondence, and really putting it up to them. I've got to think that might have been ill-judged for two people who are hoping to be more in control of their media situation.
Yeah, I mean, I think some of the things they have done recently, well, since they got married, have been ill-judged, to be honest, and probably caused them more press intrusion than less. Things like when their son Archie was born, nobody seemed to know where he'd been born, you know, all this kind of thing, wanting to be very much in control of all that. The royal family is all about tradition and all that kind of thing. And would it have been a big deal to just make the announcement, like William and Kate had made the announcement of their three children's birth, or when... going back to when William and Harry were born, you know, this thing of not saying who their godparents, who they've chosen godparents for him. Then they do this documentary for their tour of South Africa, and it was all about them. It wasn't about the people that they were visiting and what they were trying to promote in South Africa. It was all about them.
But sure, they were the only thing anyone was interested in, to be fair.
Yeah, but their role is to promote what, you know, whatever charity or whatever they're involved in. And, you know, all of that has just fueled the fire with the media, in my opinion.
I'm getting from this, Michelle, that you're not gone on Meghan.
Not particularly, no.
She's just not royal enough for you, is she?
It's not that. I mean, it's not that she's not royal enough, but I think she's a really good actress. I think she's been a really good actress since day one. That's been my take on her.
She's not authentic.
No. No.
And you think that Harry has made a big mistake?
I do.
Tell me, do your friends think you're barmy
mad.
To be so interested?
Completely. Completely and utterly bonkers. But they all love the photographs. And, you know, as I say, when I did the exhibition a couple of years ago, there was huge interest in it, you know.
But is the royal family on a death spiral, really, when after that horrific scenario with Prince Andrew and that interview from hell, the Duke of York and story, it feels like it's in a very bad place right now.
But I suppose it's been in bad places before, you know. I mean, going way back, and then even in the 90s when Diana was around, and, you know, the Queen's Annus Horribilis, and, you know, Windsor going on fire, all these different things have gone on. I mean, I think what's going to be really different is when the present Queen is no longer around, when Charles is king, and that's when it'll, you know, I suppose, be very different.
There's no doubt that Queen Elizabeth is the glue holding that
Absolutely.
Whole show together. I'm going to have to leave it there. Michelle, thank you so much for that. We'll take one last break.
Sure.